Let's travel at magnificent speeds around the universe, welcoming you back. You're now inside a very special episode of the Continental Exposure Studios universe. Today, I give honor to our Queen Mother. Today is the day that she went home to be with the Lord. However, in 2019, when it happened, it just so happened to fall on MLK Day that year. But this is the actual date that it happened. And in all actuality, I feel good. Normally, I would be in somewhat of a disarray with my emotions. I would be somewhat in a foggy state, if you will. But today, I genuinely feel happy. And I have no clue as to why that is, but I guess it wouldn't make sense for me to be sad anymore because I'm really not honoring her memory by being not in motion, by not being alive, by not moving, by not doing anything that would be unlike honoring her. So I'm enjoying this day. This day has been very peaceful. And I just wanted to go into the instance of this day, the importance of this day, because the reason why it has become so important, I recently heard it said that when the elders go on to glory, the family does something different. And it's not a bad thing, but that doesn't necessarily make it a good thing either. Now, of course, mom and pops, they definitely ensured that as small as our unit is, we stay together in some form or another, or always associated on holidays and things of that nature while they were here. But I guess the difference of that is now, the difference of that is now is everybody else has to be on the same sheet of music too. And I think that's what I'm alluding to, is that hopefully over the course of time and space, the family has the ability to be able to come together and sit down like we used to. Sit down at the table during the holidays and all of that, you know, especially considering the fact that we don't have any beef, which is rare because, you know, of course, you know, there is always some sort of instances that may be going on with families, but we don't have any beef. And it doesn't make sense to me for us to not be able to get together on holidays and such. It doesn't make sense at all. But I just wanted to put that out there because I know me, and even though I'm 51 now, I still love my family. And we're not getting any younger. And it would be imperative for us to be able to start spending time with one another and for us to be able to just be together as a family, you know, because we know not what the day holds, and it doesn't make sense for us to be distant when we don't have to be. It doesn't make sense for us to not to talk, you know, outside of texts and things of that nature. But Mom, you are definitely missed, for certain. Cav just posted a video of you holding Morgan Paris, and it was like the sound of your voice, it hit me like a bullet, you know, because it's only certain clips that I have of you, but it was so clear, like nobody's business. And to me, your voice, it always sounded like music. It always sounded like you were singing. And it was just a beautiful thing to hear, and it was a beautiful thing to see, and just a testament to the power of film to be able to chronicle that moment and always have that to cherish. But I'm looking at you on your obituary here, and you're just as beautiful, and you're just as full of life, even on this piece of paper. You know, for those that did not have the ability to, pardon the noise, did not have the ability to be able to make it, I'll just go through it in its entirety. Savira L. Eaton was born May 5th, 1931, to the union of Charlie and Minnie Swanson, who preceded her in death. She was the middle of 10 siblings, which included 8 sisters and 2 brothers. Savira was educated and graduated from McCrory High School in McCrory, Arkansas. Savira moved to Memphis, Tennessee, and then to Detroit, Michigan in the early 1950s, which she made her home and raised her family. During this time, she obtained employment at White Towers Industries for many years and provided excellent service until her retirement. In 1961, Savira married the love of her life, Jordan Eaton. Their matrimony of 48 years knew no ends until Jordan's demise in November of 2009. And actually, that was November 17th, 2009. Excuse me, 2 days after my birthday. During this union, they gave birth to 4 sons, which were her pride and joy: Tony, Kevin, Ollie, and me, Anthony. Savira gave her time as a devoted follower of her faith. She was an active member of New Creation Christian Center, where she served her church family with dignity and commitment. Knowing her faith and belief in God was the foundation in her household and was instrumental in the nurturing of her children. Savira, affectionately named Mother Eaton, was a staple in her community. She was a mother to every child in the neighborhood and could be counted on to provide a hot meal to those in need. Everyone knew that she had a strong sense of caring for the children and friends alike in her neighborhood. Zaviara Eaton lived the American dream as she became a business owner of S&E Party Store. She carried items in the store such as hand-packed ice cream, penny candy, and penny cookies, which drew individuals from near and far to the business, which resulted in everlasting friendships to this day. Along with being an entrepreneur, Mrs. Eaton had a love for plants and cooking her dynamite sweet potato pie and fried chicken, and might I add, the spaghetti, hands down. And it's only one other person alive that has come close to her spaghetti. And this person knows who they are. On Monday, January 21, 2019, Zaviara answered the call of the Lord and transitioned from a state of mortality to immortality. She leaves to cherish her four sons, Tony Brock, Kevin Eaton, Ollie Eaton, and Anthony Eaton, myself. Two siblings, Katie Swanson and Jake Swanson. Five grandchildren, Jennifer, Asia, Sydney, Desmond, and Jordan, and a host of friends and acquaintances. And man, it was seemed like it was the coldest day in a very long time. I think the wind chill that day was 40 below, and it was just blistering cold. But we knew that after all of this had occurred, that it was going to be different. Me, I just didn't know how different it was going to be. And it's a void. It's a void there because of the core unit, our first line of defense, are no longer with us. And even though that Pops passed 13 years ago now, it still doesn't change the fact that you are missed. It still doesn't change the fact that life is different. But I can say on this day that my strength is very different. And I think I can attribute that to something else that is allowing my strength to regalvanize itself, if you will. But I just wanted to let the world know that today, Mom, we love you. I love you. I miss you. And there is nothing that could ever come close to replacing you in our hearts. And I want to make sure that as long as I'm alive, that I tell your story as best as I can. I tell Pop's story as best as I can, because after all, we are the continuance of the legacy. And I hope that in my mediums, I am doing my best to be able to honor that legacy and to honor your lives and to honor Continental, which is no longer here. And I'm finally over that, even though it took me a minute, because in my head, I always thought that there would be life there. But even still, I'm going to make sure that I do my best and give my best in order to be able to let the world know that we came from the greatest. And there's no denying that. So, rest easy, Ma. And I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my absolute best to hold it together and do my best to make sure that the family starts spending time together, because it is very important. It is very, very important. The world has operated differently over the course of these last 2 years, 2.5 years, and it no longer makes sense for us to not be able to galvanize and come together and spend that time as family. So to my family, I love you beyond a shadow of a doubt. And there is a lot of work that needs to be done. And I'm going to make sure that I pull my weight in doing that work. So hopefully one day the gatherings will be at my new domain, of which I'm already claiming that now that it's going to happen. So that way everything will be in order. So, giving honor to the Queen Mother Eaton on this day of her passing, January 21st, 2019. Today makes 4 years that you have been gone, but most assuredly not forgotten. I love you, Ma. You have now been inside the Continental Exposure Studios universe. Peace.